This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. Undocumented young people are descending on Congress today to push for passage of the DREAM Act. It would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. 88.5's Paula Whistle talked with activists from Washington State.
Although just in their 20s, these advocates are already seasoned at talking to members of Congress, having traveled to the other Washington multiple times in just the past few months. Paul Quinones knows things are down to the wire now, with just days left for Congress to pass a funding bill or risk a government shutdown. Still, he wants lawmakers to see it from his perspective.
It's hard and kind of impossible for us to go home for the holidays and even enjoy it without knowing if this may be the last Christmas that we're able to spend in the communities that we were growing up in.
Quinones, who came to the U.S. from Mexico as a kid, says for now he has the protection of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but President Trump is getting rid of the program. Cynthia Ijon Vasquez, also a DACA recipient, is an organizer with Washington Dream Coalition and says she's never seen the anxiety level so high.
It's been really difficult for our community to just live free from the fear of like detention and deportation. We can't afford to wait anymore.
The immigrant advocates are putting pressure on moderate Republicans like Washington Representative Dave Reichert, who've expressed support for the DREAM Act in the past. But Quinones says that doesn't mean Democrats like Senators Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell are off the hook.
We want it to be clear to them that for us it kind of seems like they're taking a page out of Trump's governing book. And it's not enough for them to put out tweets saying that they support us.
Democrats, he says, need to take action and use the leverage they have to make sure that undocumented immigrant youth are taken care of before the Democrats agree to a budget resolution, even if it means shutting down the government. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.